Praise God. Well, we started talking about how faith comes several weeks ago. So let's turn over to Romans 10. Romans 10 and Hebrews 11. Let's go turn over to those two and then we'll go further. We're going to turn over to some different scriptures tonight. Romans 10 and Hebrews 11. Romans 10 and Hebrews 11. We'll start with Romans 10, verse 8. Verse 8 says, "But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Verse 13 says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And verse 17 it says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And that's the verse we're really starting at. It's our text. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Now go over to Hebrews 11, verse 6, and let's read that verse. "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. So faith is very important. Faith is not a side issue. Faith is a core issue. Faith is never going to go out of style. Amen. Faith is just the core. Faith is believing. You come to God by faith. You receive anything from God by faith. So it's not this side issue. Faith isn't a doctrine only, like just somebody's teaching. There was a revival of teaching faith and coming back to faith, but that's just restoring what has always been. God emphasizes faith. Just read the Bible. All through the Bible it talks about faith. It's not something that's a fad. It's never going to go out of style. It is how you come to God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So it's very important. We can't just do it with faith. Say, well, we tried faith. It doesn't work. Or, you know, we've moved on from faith. That was emphasized in the 80s and the 90s. No, that's not true. Faith has always been the deal. Hebrews wasn't written a few decades ago. Right? Hebrews has been around. Faith is, it's impossible to please God without faith. And it says, he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So if you come to God, you have to believe that he is. Well, what is believing? It's faith. Faith is believing. Believing is faith. You can go through many verses and just show that. They're not different. Believing is that is faith. Is acting in faith. It's the act of believing. You have faith. Believe. You believe because you have faith. They're just the same thing. So faith is really important. So how do we get faith? You need to hear the word of God. You don't get faith by praying. Some people think, well, I'm just going to pray for faith. I need more faith. It doesn't come by that. It doesn't come. You know, we had testimonies a few weeks ago. You can't get faith from listening to testimonies. Did you know that? You can be stirred up to use your faith. Be like, yeah, that's the way it's done. I want to, you know, I'm going to start using what I know. But you can't get faith by listening to somebody. It doesn't matter how spectacular the testimony is. See, some people have done that. They're like, wow, I'm going to go do that. You know, somebody heard stories of they gave a car away, and then, you know, they were walking for a while, and then they somebody gave them a brand new car, and somebody said, well, I'm going to do that. This happened, you know, I've heard stories of that at Rhema back in the early days. Somebody had a testimony, they gave a car away, and somebody gave them a car, and so other people said, I'm going to do that. So they gave a car away, and then they were walking the rest of the year. Because you can't get faith. Why would you do that? See, the first person, God prompted them, and they believed. You know, faith comes by hearing the word, hearing also the word that's to you through the Spirit. You know, like we came out here to move to Andover. It wasn't because it's in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, Jim and Shelley Preston, you're going to move halfway across the United States to go to Andover. No, that was a word from God, but we had to believe it. And we had to act on it. Well, that's how did faith come? Why can, you know, we believe that, so that's what we rest on to do, you know, what God has enabled us and is enabling us to do. It's because it's resting on His Word. It's not us. And we come back to that all the time. Well, you called us. Well, so it's by what He's told you on the inside. That's faith comes by hearing, quickening of the Spirit of God, and by the Word of God. But faith is important, and so we need to know how to get faith. If God said faith is the ultimate thing, faith, it's impossible to please me without faith, but did not give you the means to get faith, then He's unjust and just kind of cruel. I mean, you know, if your teacher or employer set it up where it's like the main thing you need to do to be successful is this, but you can't get it. So what does that mean? Well, you're going to fail. And some people are going, well, God, just, you got to give me more faith. I need more faith. Well, that's not how it comes. We need to know what the Word says. It says here it comes by hearing. So God told us, He said it's impossible to please Him without faith, but then He told us how to get it. If we don't have faith, guess what? God is not to blame. Now, none of this stuff, when we say this is not to condemn any of us. Don't take this as some people say, oh, I just can't take it. I just can't hear it. No, that's the wrong spirit. Do you know God never throws up His hands and goes, oh, my gosh, you can't take it anymore? Do you know that? That's not God. So this is not condemnation. This is, yeah, okay. If the Word says it, then our attitude ought to be, that's how I need to act. So if we don't have faith, God is not to blame. That kind of hit me today when I was looking at it. If we know how to get faith, and He's told us how to get it, and He said that's what we need, then guess what? We need to make sure we're doing that. Now, we're not talking about works. We're not talking about trying. We're just saying if we need something, if we need faith, because we do, to run our race, and God's told us how to get it, then what should we be doing? We should make sure we're getting it. We should make sure we're doing what we need to do in order to get faith, right? To blame God for our lack of faith is just ignorance. Anything, if we're blaming God for pretty much anything, I don't think He's at, I know He's not at fault for anything. Nothing. Do you realize nothing wrong is His fault? There isn't one shred of anybody's life that God is the reason why they're in a bad place. Amen. Not one moment of anybody's life, I don't care how long they live, if they experience something evil on this earth, it was not God who caused it. Do we accept that? Okay. Well, if we accept that, then if we haven't experienced some things, we can change. Because we know the answer. We got done reading that faith comes By hearing. Well, what's faith? Faith is not just how you believe for healing. Faith is not just how you believe for finances or, you know, how you receive things from God. Faith is, the Bible says, the just live by faith. If you have faith, you will make the right decisions because you will never make a decision in fear. Did you hear me? You'll never do something. You will never lash out at somebody because faith isn't going to lash out at somebody when they're believing God. You're never going to be jealous of somebody. You're never going to be envious of what somebody else has because you know you can get whatever you need. God has already supplied all your needs, and you can just walk in what He has. And you have the most precious thing anyway, which is a relationship with Him. So you won't do all these things that people do. Faith is not just, well, I got to believe hard to get this. No, faith is how we live. Faith is how you walk through your day. Faith is how you do a good job at your place of employment because you believe you're doing the right thing and God didn't just throw you into this thing to mess with you. You believe you are a child of Almighty God, and if you're there, you're going to have success. So you act accordingly. And now you're doing a great job. Why? Because you do all things as if it's unto Jesus, unto the Lord. Faith, it'll affect every area. So that's how we look. We look to Him. So if we know He isn't the cause of anything, He's not the cause of anything negative, then if we have to make an adjustment, it shouldn't be like, oh, well, you know, I made a mistake. Well, who hasn't made a mistake? There's not one of us that has run a perfect race. So we might as well just move that out of the way. Self-pity will never help us. Well, I didn't do it right. Okay, get over it, because everybody in the world is in the same boat. But what we need to look honestly and say, if God has told me something in the Word, He has given me that, with that Word comes the ability to do it. And if we act on it and believe the Word is true, see, faith will come. We have to decide and choose to act on that faith. Do you realize you can have faith and not act on it? Do you realize faith can come? When people have the gospel preached to them, faith can be there and they can choose. You can rise up and say no. Do you know that? It can be there and you can squelch it. Do you realize you can know what to do in any area? You can know what to say to your spouse and choose, I'm not going to say that, I'm going to say this, and boom. I know what I'm supposed to say. And you just squelch it. And then you reap the reward. No, we've all yielded to the wrong thing. But we didn't have to. If we say, I just couldn't help it, we're lying to ourselves. Did you know it? I just couldn't help it. That's not true. And if you believe that lie, then it will keep us. See, when we say we couldn't help it, then who could? What's the answer? If you couldn't help it and it's coming out of your mouth, who was supposed to do something about it? Well, God was, wait a minute. Well, God was supposed to take your mouth when He is already prompting you on the inside not to say it. You know full well you should have shut your mouth, but you went ahead and did it, but now it's God's fault because, you know, you're just not there. Or wasn't God's fault, but, you know, it's just not my fault. Well, then whose fault is it? It just is. Well, so again, this is not to condemn us. This is to open our eyes to realize that if we decide to look at the Word, faith is going to come, but then we have to decide to act on it, like what we've been talking about on Sundays, to be doers of the Word. But the ability is there to act on it in any area, and when we act on it, we're going to be blessed. So, everybody in this room, everybody within the sound of my voice, we have the ability to obtain the thing that pleases God, that will take us over in life, that will make us victorious, and we have the ability to obtain it, to act on it, to put it into practice. In any area right now that you have outside these walls in your life, back in, you know, life, whether it's financial, whether it's job related, whether it's relationship related, whether it's body related, whether it's next door neighbor related, whatever, God has the answer, and the way we're going to walk in that answer is walking according to His ways, which is going to take faith. The way our faith is going to change and be there is by listening and hearing His word. So it's the answer to anything is what we're talking about right now, how that comes and that we have the ability to do it. Amen. This is exciting. This never gets old to me. I think I could preach on faith and healing just continually. It is how we relate to God, because think about it, you don't see God. Do you? How many of you see the Lord right now? You certainly don't see Him with your physical eyes. We live in this world that's fallen. And every time you turn on the news or look around, I mean, there's always just negativity and junk. And you need to look past that and see Him and see the purposes that He has for us. And in the middle of this junk, walk according to what He said. Well, how are you going to do that? You need some faith. You need to hear His word. We need to know what He said to keep us steady. So that's how it comes. It doesn't come through begging. It doesn't come through pleading with Him. It doesn't come from acting sad. It doesn't come through throwing a pity party. It doesn't come through getting mad. Faith comes by hearing His word. And then that'll put us over. So we spent some time last week going through the account in Acts where with Cornelius and Peter. We're not going to go there tonight, but we talked about how Peter preached to Cornelius, and well, a couple weeks, whenever the time, last time we met on Wednesday, it wasn't what I say last week, but last time we met, he talked about how Peter preached to Cornelius and how Cornelius and his household, they heard the word and they believed. And I encourage you, go back and listen to that if you missed it. You see a lot of things in Cornelius and the way he acts. He's reverent, and he came to God. He believed what he knew about God, and he was reverent. That's why he called Peter. He called his whole family together, and we saw that. He called. He was ready. He said, I have everybody assembled, you know, everybody important to him. We've come to hear what you have to say. That is reverence for the Lord. That is missing a lot in today's day and age. People don't reverence a lot of things. They don't honor things the way they ought to. There's a lot of things in this earth that could be said along those lines, but I think it's suffice to say, people don't honor like it was before. And so God's one of those things. We are too lax in a lot of things when it comes to God. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. He's still God. And the reverence and the holiness that people had in past ages is not there. And the revivals that came in the last several decades, it's just hearing people that I respect talk about it, and you can see the fruit of it now, not the same. You know, when we come and talk, when we come, this is not the Holy of Holies here, this sanctuary. We carry the Spirit of God with us now. It's not like it was in the Old Covenant. At the same time, we've consecrated this area to come and worship Him together. So it's nothing hyper-spiritual, and you have to be weird about coming into this. It's a room. At the same time, when we're coming in here, we're reverencing God who, yes, He lives on the inside, but He also ordained the church coming together. And that's a holy thing. When we're coming together and we're getting ready to worship Him, being coming prepared and ready to worship Him in an attitude of worship, there's a difference. you know, you see a lot. This is not to say anything, to point fingers at anybody, but you see it a lot, just at any church, anywhere. You know, people come in late. And it's everywhere. It's just, you know, there's always people. And like I said, this is not to condemn anybody. But there's an attitude. Well, we come before him and we're saying this is important. And we come in already, not weird, okay, not weird. We don't have to be hype, super holy. It's not like that. But at the same time, not too loose either. There's a balance. Thank God for the freedom that's in Christ. Thank God for the grace and the mercy that is found in Jesus. But he's still the Almighty. I mean, do we understand who we're dealing with? He is the most powerful being in the universe. He is by far higher than any man that you've ever met. Anybody that has any stature on the earth is not even in the same universe when you're talking about comparison. He is in a class by himself. And that's who we get to worship and come to. And we shouldn't take it for granted because it was bought at a very high price. Jesus' blood. And you realize when people used to come, if they weren't in the right state, they would die. Yet you and I, anytime, day or night, we can come before him. And because of his blood, we can come right into the Holy of Holies, right before the creator of the universe. He's our Father. But it's amazing that we have that opportunity. Anyway, Cornelius, you could see something about respect, and we talked about that. That man, he didn't know the gospel. But God honored him because he honored God. And he sent one of the apostles to his house so that he would hear it. And he reverenced it. When he came in, when Peter came in, he said, "We're all assembled here for what you have to say. Now, share." That is reverence. That's honor. He's not reverencing Peter. He's reverencing God. And what he knows about God, he is... If it's God, what do you have to say? We're here. Amen. That's the attitude. I believe it'll come back. But I believe we that have heard the word, we need to lead the way. There's been a lot, in the culture, it's very loose. In the culture, it was very, everybody's the same. Well, we all are, thank God, we all have our rights and privileges in Christ. But that culture, through the certain decades, the 60s and 70s, and just now, the fruit of that has been no respect for anything, has rubbed off in the church where it's like, well, nothing's really sacred. Well, thank God, we don't worship things, and the things aren't holy per se, but you know what holy means? It's separated. It means to set apart. It means if something's holy, you've consecrated. There's a lot of holy things. So in that sense, you know, we consecrate things to the use of the kingdom. That means they're holy. And we need to lead the way. Because there is a move of the Spirit, and there is what God can do. It's not that he doesn't want to do things all the time, but what are we talking about? We're talking about faith. When people are in faith and honor him and believe, we're not talking about religious act. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about true worship. We're talking about worshiping in spirit. We're talking about we know who we are in Christ. We know who he is. We know our rights and privileges, and we understand the magnificence and the presence and the price that was paid. And there's something God can do in an atmosphere like that. He can't do it when people are light and loosey-goosey. It's not a legalistic thing. It's a faith thing. We don't receive based on what God wants to do. We receive based on our faith and what we believe and what we allow Him to do. You get a bunch of believers that are pulling on Him and reverencing Him in a reverent atmosphere. God can move. Are you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But anyway, we talked about Cornelius. I encourage you, go listen to that message. But God sent Peter to talk to Cornelius because Cornelius believed God where he was. He gave alms to the Lord. He didn't know God. He didn't know Jesus. But what he knew of God, he honored. But he needed to hear the word in order to believe on Jesus. And so we read that in Acts. Let's go over and turn to Acts 14. Acts 14, another example. Acts 14, verse 7. So you need to hear the word in any area in order to believe. People are trying to believe without hearing. They heard maybe a little bit of something, but they don't. So, but they're really acting out of head or mimicking or something, and they're not acting out of believing. They haven't heard, and they're trying to believe without hearing. And the thing is, you don't try to believe. Believing's not something you try to do. Did you hear me? You don't try hard to believe. Well, I'm believing. I'm trying to hold on. There's a problem there. So you believe, therefore you act. You're acting because of your belief. If you're not believing, see, we're not talking about walking by faith versus walking by sight. If you believe, you will reject the sight because you believe. But if you're saying, I'm just trying to hold on, well, then something needs to happen. We need to hear. One of two things. We need to act on what we've already heard, or because we just need to choose, I'm going to believe. And because believing is a choice. You choose to believe. But if you're just constantly just working on you find yourself saying, well, I'm just trying to believe, you need to hear. Because when you hear, faith is going to be there. You need to get that in front of you. Now, you need to act on it, but you do need to hear. It's gassing up your tank. Your faith tank needs to be full so you can act. But we need to hear, just like Cornelius heard the word on salvation so he could act on it, so he could become born again. Here we see somebody that heard about healing, heard the gospel, and so then they were able to act on the gospel and get healed. So look at Acts 14:7. It says, they were preaching the gospel there. Paul and Barnabas were preaching the gospel. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. And he leaped and walked. See, Paul did not heal that person. Paul did not heal that man. He was not healed by Paul's faith. The man himself had faith to be healed. See, look, Paul did three things here. Acts 14:7, he did three things. He preached the gospel to the man. He perceived that the man had faith to be healed. And he told the man to rise up and walk. So he preached to the man. He saw this, you have faith to be healed. He told him to get up and walk. The man did three things. He heard Paul preach. So he heard. Paul preached. This man heard Paul preach. The man had faith to be healed. And then number three, he got up and he walked. So this man was not healed by some special power that Paul had. The man himself had faith to get healed. Question, how did he get faith? He got it by what he heard. It says when Acts 14:9 says the man heard Paul speaking. What did Paul speak? He spoke the gospel. In verse 7 it says he preached the gospel. What's the gospel? Well, the gospel is more than just fire insurance. You know, you're not going to hell. The gospel is wholeness. The gospel is the message of God. The message of God is wholeness. There is no lack in God. What is the gospel to a crippled man? You can walk. What is the gospel to a blind person? You can see. What's the gospel to a poor person? You can have all your needs met. What's the gospel to a broken marriage? You can have it restored. What's the gospel to somebody that hasn't been able to keep a job? You can have a job, you can have a good job, you can own a business. The gospel is the message of God. The gospel is health and healing and wholeness and preservation is God. God is not lacking. God, there are not holes in God. Whatever you need, the gospel has the answer. This man heard Paul preach the gospel, and he got faith to be healed. And he was crippled his whole life. He didn't just get crippled last week. He's never walked. But what he heard, faith came, and he was able to say, I believe I can walk, and faith is perceptible. Paul saw him. I don't know how many people there are there, but he saw him, and he said, this guy's got faith. And he said, you, get up and walk. And he acted on it. But how did the faith come? Because he heard it. He heard something. He heard the word. How's faith going to come for anything in our life that we need? How's it going to come? We're going to hear what God said about it. So if we have an issue in any area, what do we need, number one? We need to know what God said about it. We need to know what He said. That means generally and specifically. Generally in the Word, what did He say? If you need healing in your body, you need to know what He said. You need to know that without a doubt that it's God's will to heal you. How are you going to get that faith? You need to hear what God said. And you also need to hear, what do I do? What's the next step? So what's the plan? What do I do to act? See, some people are just going off and say, well, I know I'm supposed to be healed. So take time to ask God, what's the step? Do I act on this? Do I need to do something? Do I need to change something in my diet? Do I need to tweak the way I'm doing something? God knows it all. His wisdom is all inclusive. But we need to have faith so we can act on it and move forward, and the answer is forthcoming. Anything, any area. Whatever you walked in with, it doesn't matter if it's big, little, you know, middle-sized, huge, overwhelming, no way you see through it, or to where it's just a minor irritation, God's Word, His gospel, is the answer that will bring faith. Faith will bring your answer. Faith will, as we act on it, will walk in what he has already provided for us. See, you're not earning anything from God. Faith is just believing that what he is real in your life, and that's what brings it into fruition, into reality. Hallelujah. Faith comes by what? By hearing. Amen.